Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm in from Phil McKinney. Both of us are syndicated for the Innovators.network. And you can find all of our podcasts as well as amazing resources to help spark your next billion-dollar idea at the Innovators.network. Now, speaking of innovation, our guest today truly fits this next statement. You can take the entrepreneur out of Silicon Valley, but you can't take the Silicon Valley out of the entrepreneur. I've always wanted to say that. And it holds true for me, who left Silicon Valley for Cincinnati, Ohio. She's CEO of Centrifuge, a startup accelerator, venture capital fund, and a catalyst for sparking innovation as well in large companies. But she has deep roots in Silicon Valley with deep experience in marketing, sales, and customer experience. Plus, she's an expert in digital innovation, helping hundreds of companies around the world stay on the cutting edge. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Gosh, I don't even know where to start. Your career just spans, it's so much that you have done.
It's crazy.
I mean, I think my first question should be, was this really where you thought you'd be when you were getting prepared for college or even when you were exiting college?
You know, it's the right question. Let's take geography out of it first and say, based on all I've experienced professionally, I couldn't have found or created a better professional opportunity than this to, you know, tie up my strengths and apply them to a region that was really, really ready to build a new economy for themselves, a new level of economic vibrancy, I will say. But no, did I think about this in high school or college? Absolutely not.
No, and now they teach innovation. They actually have degrees in innovation at certain colleges.
That's what I hear.
One of the young women I mentor wants to go to a school in Pennsylvania because she said she can create her own major around innovation.
I do think I'm not academically excellent when it comes to this topic of innovation. But I will say that there are both skills and knowledge and certainly some, you know, work ethic, resilience, tenacity, attributes that if there was a curricula that could pull those out, I think it could be taught and amplified. I really think that.
Right, but you spark innovation in and work with companies and help them around innovation.
I do. And what makes the work we do here at Centrifuge so interesting is that we get to see three parts of a network that come together to drive growth in a region. So this makes it very, very interesting. So our number one customer here at Centrifuge are startups.
Right,
founders,
you have a startup
co-founders.
And you have a venture fund.
Yeah, and that's so you get, you're immersed with the latest and greatest and wild ideas and good ideas. So that's awesome. and they're rolling in on a regular basis. And then we get to meet with early stage managers, the best and brightest, from Techstars to Upfront to Atlas Ventures and everything in between. I mean, that's really cool. And then the third thing, though, the third leg of the stool, if you could use that analogy, or third node in the network, really are the large global organizations here in the region that are desperate, or eager, I guess is a better way to say it, eager to drive new growth through technology innovation. So, I mean, this, we're in a catbird seat. You know, what we do is very unique. The access we have to large corporates like Procter & Gamble and Kroger and Western and Southern and Children's Hospital, it's very unique. And so we're constantly mixing it up. And that mix-up looks like the right kind of collaboration to drive new solutions to pretty serious problems.
You know, do you think that there's any potential conflict in that, you know, at all? I could see how they fit together, but I'm just curious if you see any potential conflict with, so you have two parts here, the one where you have the startup accelerator where you're helping the, you know, the potential disruptors from below.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you're helping the large corporations that are, have the potential of being disrupted.
Yeah, they don't really walk around thinking they're going to get disrupted. They have a big pile of customers and employees and partners that they have to operate with, right? So they're not every day sitting in the boardroom going, oh my God, we're going to go away. They're aware of that potential squeeze of disruption. They're sensitive to it. And that's why they participate with organizations like ours, because they want to use that which is relevant for them inside their companies. And they like brushing shoulders with young, aggressive digital natives. So there's a talent play, there's a product service play, and there's a, just a pure how to work play, like be agile and all the things that startups are. So I don't think there's any conflict there. I think sometimes there's some arrogance. The arrogance can apply on both sides.
Right. You get, no, that's true.
You get a little smarty pants startup who thinks he's going to take down fill in the blank big co. And I love their courage and I love their assertiveness, but come on, you know, it's going to take a while. I mean, Uber, Airbnb, there's plenty of examples of serious disruption that has scaled, but generally that is unique, right? And I think there's arrogance on the big co side. You know, you see them, you've just heard me describe it. I mean, they're big and powerful and they have a lot of assets. And even though they kind of feel paranoid in the right ways, you know, they're still growing and they're still managing. So they get arrogant and they say, well, what do they know? Well, they know a lot because they don't have the same fear structure that big co's have. And we do this work, frankly, because the large companies in the region really wanted to lean in to the whole notion of startup innovation. It was the origin story is about what they wanted for their region, not what startups wanted.
I mean, it's interesting that the community came together and the leaders came together, politicians and such in the community came together to help get this started.
Yes. In most Midwest cities, it's the first time I've ever been in the Midwest, okay, so I've learned a lot. There's a certain perspective and leadership that comes from the large companies, the business community, especially the large companies, the economic development community, the city community, let's say government, universities, large companies. These guys, those entities work very closely together in the Midwest. They should notice patterns that are impacting, and in this case, unfavorably, the growth of their region. And so they looked around, not just on either coast, but even around their own region and said, what's up? Why don't we have more startup growth? Why don't we have more digital knowledge workers running around buying $5 coffees, right? And they had already invested here in a very unique part of town called Over the Rhine, which, you know, had been rebuilt. It had been renewed from an urban renewal standpoint. Then they got some research done and they said, hey, let's pull together assets, capability that will allow us to attract and retain the best startups we can find cross sector, and realizing that a lot of them fail. And that's how it all started. So it was business leadership and city leadership that got this ball rolling. And in most Midwest cities, and we know 30 or 40 of them because we interact with them regularly, that is not the case. Usually the startup community is triggered by an accelerator or a group of engineers that are interested in learning more about Python or ICOs. And it's very technology driven. And I think that's good. I think that's organic. In the Midwest, though, what seems to work best, if you really want to scale a community like we have, our startup community, you need business support because they represent the demand side of the economy.
We have to take a break, but coming up right here on the show, we'll have more with Wendy Lee and Centrifuge and find out what type of companies they're attracting. So stay with us.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to the show. We are with Wendy Lee, who left Silicon Valley for Cincinnati, Ohio. She's CEO of Centrifuge, which is a startup accelerator, venture capital fund, and a catalyst as well for sparking innovation in large companies. And before the break, we were talking about You have 140 startups that are there right now?
470.
470 startups that are in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Is this through your program?
Well, we certainly attract them and we develop them and we offer help to them. We help them be smart, get smart, meet prospects and customers, and over time find investors.
And but where are startups coming from?
Yeah, good question. So I would say most of the growth that we have experienced, which is 40% year over year, we started with 11, and now we have, again, they grow every day. We have more, but let's say 470 some odd. And these are companies in our database. So these are not just names we know, but these are companies that we have data on. We know what they're building, how many employees they have, how much money they've raised. We know what they need for their next cycle of growth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, these come from universities. They come from individuals that are leaving large companies for whatever reason to start their own company, to disrupt something that they have observed or participated in.
Right.
They are, in some cases, serial entrepreneurs that have done it two or three times. Sometimes they failed and started over. So it's from all over.
Do you have any coming from Silicon Valley, such as yourself?
We actually do. We have companies that have, you know, come here to sell to one of our large companies. And as a result of that motion of coming here to sell to Procter & Gamble or Kroger or some big company, they get to know us and they use our services and our building. An example of a Silicon Valley company would be Tricentis. Mm-hmm. Now, it's, you know, a very high growth startup focused on automated testing, on DevOps capability. And so they were calling on Procter & Gamble. I knew the CEO from Silicon Valley. I'd known him for many years. He actually worked at HP for a while. And he came here and we connected up and we actually hosted for him here, which is part of our work, a group of large companies that would be interested in his product or service.
Oh, wow.
And I know it's very cool. And so why does that matter? Well, it matters to us that our entrepreneurs, who are our number one customer, get to meet Tricentis, a very successful global company, by the way. but still a startup. And they get to hobnob and get to know each other, new relationships. And then we can serve up our large companies that might be interested in his capability, because many of our large companies are going to the cloud and they need fresh tools around automated testing. It's a great example. Now, and it will be, I'm being optimistic here, that if they continue to land new customers here in Cincinnati, they will open up a sales office or a services office. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So you act, you wear so many different hats, but they all really blend together and work well with one another. And I would almost imagine that keeping your corporate customers in mind, your large corporate customers in mind, you go out and seek startups and entrepreneurs who are innovating in this space and ones that could be really good potential partners or acquisition targets.
Absolutely. So let's stay on that for a minute, because I understand from the team that you talked to David Cannaday and to Jen Dower.
Right, from Mercy Health and Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
Yeah, so those are two institutions, very large. They have very complex technology needs. Our job is to understand the role they see technology playing in their growth or their efficiency, and to match, to bring to them potential solutions to meet their needs. Now, that sounds a little jargony, but that's what we do. Now, the question you would be asking is, oh, interesting, how do you find these startups? Well,
Right. We
have two portfolios, and this is unique to us as well. Our first portfolio are those startups that are here in our region. They live here. They may not have been born here, but they live here. They are growing their businesses here. And so we curate solutions from that portfolio. And then we, unique to us, have a portfolio through our fund of funds. So these are startups that Bullpen has invested in, or Upfront Ventures, or Graycroft, or Techstars. So we invest in funds, early seed funds, so we can access their innovation on behalf of our large companies. And we also want the partners from those funds to come to Cincinnati to meet our startups. So when they grow up, as they do, they either fail fast or grow up, then they can be introduced and potentially take investment from them as well. So this is a very, I'm going to use a word, and it's an important word, because it is the nature of our work. We are maximalist. We never do just one thing. We constantly have to think about a triple bottom line of the work we do. We have to think about growing companies so we can have more jobs. We have to think about solving technology problems with our large companies. And we have to think about making sure there's enough risk capital coming into the region to feed our new startups and expose our large companies to the best and brightest that David Cohen at Techstars can find. Right? So it's a very, it's not a simple message, and it's not a simple piece of work. It's beautifully integrated, where the needs of all of our entities are very interdependent. That's why we talk about being a maximalist.
And it sounds as though, and we're going to have to go to break in a second, so I have a feeling that we're going to continue this conversation in the next segment, but it seems as though healthcare is a very big focus for you. Dr. & Gamble, Tricentis, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, Mercy Health. And so it seems like you have the pulse on what's new and what's next, and you're helping to create our future in healthcare. So on that note, think about that for a moment, and we'll get to that when we come back. So everyone, stay with us.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turn into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20%. 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking to Wendy Lee. She is the CEO of Centrifuge, which is a, gosh, I think they pretty much do it all, but it all works together in a very seamless way. Startup Accelerator, Venture Capital Fund, catalyst for sparking innovation in large companies. But Wendy, it's amazing how seamless and just your whole process is. I mean, you're almost like the facilitator between all of these different parties.
Yeah, we are. That's a good way to describe it. We are the conveners and we are the connectors relative to technology. You know, if they see technology as playing a critical role in their growth, a large company,
yeah,
then they would want to know about us because we can help them source specific startup innovation that's relevant for them.
And some could look at it as being a little incestuous or, you know, seeing conflicts. But if you, the way I look at it and hearing what you have to say, it really seems you have everybody's best interest at heart, and you have to, or else no one's going to trust you. And trust is the number one key, it seems, to your success.
Correct.
And you're really focused on healthcare.
Very much so. I mean, we are blessed to have a very diverse industry sector mix in this region. So let me start there. And I didn't realize that, right? I was excited to have the opportunity to do this work. I was not as aware as I should have been how diverse the industry mix was. So strong in retail, strong in business services, strong in CPG, the largest advertiser in the world is here at Procter & Gamble. Wow. Here's the thing though. The real secret when I got here, it was a secret to me, not to the region, is the density of healthcare systems, large healthcare systems. There are six. So this is not one or two, you know, whereas in some parts of the world, they roll up and be acquired and merge and they become one. We have six. And they're unique in the markets they serve. And then we have two research hospitals. So when I first got here, I noticed this quickly and I thought, well, number one investment category in the world is healthcare for all the reasons we know, because it's a big fat mess from a patient standpoint for sure. So, and I thought, why don't we focus and create unique capability to serve that segment. And that's what we did. And we've had a lot of success in working closely with organizations like Cincinnati Children's and like Mercy Health and like Humana. Those are three different entities, very different entities. But the thing that makes it so interesting, other than we as patients want to be better served, is that there are a lot of new horizontal technologies that are very interesting to all of them.
Right.
And of course that looks like analytics and really analytics that are triggered by AI platforms, not just old time analytics. So predictive analytics driven by AI, very interesting to all of them on the research side and on the healthcare system side. They're also very interested in what's going on with blockchain. They're also very interested in generally improving the patient experience. They usually use Epic as their, their operating system.
Right.
And sadly, Epic, you probably know this, is not very open. It's not very API friendly. And it's hard for startups, therefore, to build around and add new modules. But even so, we have found the healthcare system, the hospital system, very open to innovation. And we're proud to use them as our partners. And we have, if you think of the 470 some odd startups we have 22, 23, what I would call health IT companies, meaning they're building technology, software, or therapeutics, or some version of that, the convergence of digital and physical product. So we could use more. And I'm just saying, we want to use our density of healthcare institutions to attract even more healthcare startups.
At what phase? What level?
So here's the thing. There are two stages. Really early, meaning pre-MVP, is hard because
yes.
Healthcare organizations cannot onboard technologies that have not been security checked and, don't integrate with Epic or whatever other system they're using. So I like all ideas. Let me just say that. Any idea that can bring value ultimately to a patient or to the hospital itself, B2B or B2C, I like. But I especially like when they've been tested out a little bit further. And, they don't have to have tons of customers, but they have to have one. I mean, one that we're real proud of is called Doc Halo. Doc Halo, the CEO of Doc Halo, he is a doctor. He's an oncologist. And he experienced a problem relative to communication and, the security around communication, these old pagers that they've had forever. He started creating a solution to solve that communication problem in a different way. But he's a great example. He busted his ass as a bootstrapped entrepreneur, right? And he could afford that, right? Because
mm-hmm.
He was a successful doctor. And he got it to a stage, because he had enough customers so he could really do some proof points. And then recently, I think it was last year, he raised $11 million and Bain Capital was one of his lead or maybe his lead investor. So that is the kind of success story we need. Now, let me tell you why. Let's go back to being a maximalist. Ultimately, we're in charge of economic vibrancy through startup innovation. Got it. So this company, Doc Halo, started with 3 employees or 6. Now they're up to 40, 50, 60. We can say to the governor, one of our bosses, yay us. We've got one growing. Another thing we're supposed to do is bring innovation to hospitals. Well, in this case, TriHealth, Mercy Hospital uses Doc Halo, maybe other hospitals, but that's an example, right? So we were able to match make or help facilitate that introduction. And then the third commitment we have is to make sure Doc Halo can get new capital. He can find a new lead investor. And we, by the way, introduced him to several, maybe even many. Now, it's his responsibility to actually close the round, right? But we are in charge of exposing him to high-quality VCs. We did our job there, too. So we've delivered jobs, we've delivered investment capital, and we helped with a customer.
That's a lot, and that's such a great network. With one phone call to you, I mean, look at everything that a startup or even a company can accomplish.
That's right, because we're building an economy. To build a sustainable economy, you have to have supply and demand. We're unique in that we have two portfolios of supply for startups, and we have an amazing set of large companies with strong appetite for technology innovation.
And we have about 30 to 40 seconds left, so we might have to continue into the next segment. But When you were mentioning that with Doc Halo that you were helping with investment, and one of the biggest red flags that I see with healthcare companies is that they start getting in the rhythm of looking for investment. And the CEO becomes, you know, kind of takes the eye off the ball in terms of developing the product and such, and becomes more focused on getting money and getting money and getting money. And then it almost becomes an addiction to get more money, to get more money, to get more money. And so the product just, it's years and years and years, and you still don't have a customer base for your product. You still don't have FDA clearance. And so I always say to companies, get that MVP, get something early. Don't get in the habit or in that cycle of raising, raising, raising. Be frugal. So I just talked my way to the end of the break. We'll have more with Wendy coming up next. And I promise I will zip it up. Stay with us.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to the show. We have so much to cover in such a short period of time. Wendy Lee, CEO of Centrifuge, Startup Accelerator, Venture Capital Fund, and she and her team help spark innovation in large companies and create partnerships between all of the above. Now, Wendy, before the break, I made a statement that didn't make you too happy. It was a little insulting to some entrepreneurs that I said that some end up getting caught up in the cycle of raising money and lose sight of what they got started with in the first place, which was their product and their customer. Yes. You said, whoa, hold on. Why is that?
Well, it is true that when you've got a tiger by the tail, and growth of your product or service is rocking, and you have high quality, high profile VCs sucking up to you, wanting, you know, to give you money, mm-hmm. that is hard to turn down.
Feels right? Pretty good.
You feel good about it. And in the back of your mind, if you know anything about a startup, and if you've been an entrepreneur before, you know the dark days can come. Mm-hmm. There is a dark night of the soul that most entrepreneurs have been through, either complete failure or tough times. So I do think, and I can speak personally about this, I mean, I do think when you're growing like Topsy, there's a part of you that wants to take as much as you can and almost save for a rainy day, because you know the rainy day is going to come. Mm-hmm. And so I think there is that phenomena that happens. There's no question. Generally, though, the average founder and CEO on the average day, and the bar is high, because to even be in the game, you got to be better than average, right?
Yeah.
But the average CEO on the average day, the founder, they understand that every time they take capital, two things happen. You get diluted, and you have to meet or exceed the expectations that are into the price of that round. So that's a big deal, because if you get diluted, that's just less at the end for you and your employees. So you're consciously saying, we're going to sell more of the company right now in anticipation that we're going to live up to the valuation that we're getting. And sometimes that don't work out so well. And that's when you hear this brouhaha about, oh, he's trying to negotiate for a higher valuation, because that's the ego part. Mm-hmm. You know, I raised 20 and I'm valued at 100. Well, that's what scares me, because I'm like, guess what? That looks good. You get a badge of courage and you get your TechCrunch blog post. But guess what else happened? The next time you got it, when you go for new capital for a new lead investor, you got to show growth metrics that are meeting or exceeding that last valuation. That's not so easy. And so generally speaking, every 18 months, you're going to raise money. You want the price to be higher than the price before. Every time you raise, you're supposed to find a new lead. That is a lot of work. And we hope that CEOs have enough sense about them, that the team they've built is building out not just the product, but the company. But, you know, I'm not a kid. I've done it wrong as many times as I've done it right. And, in fact, more times than I've done it right. And I just know the cycle of a complication that can ensue when you're not mindful of this. Get diluted, live up to an expectation.
Right. And that's so important. But particularly in healthcare, the biggest concern I have in raising money is that investors are more concerned, many investors are more concerned about their bottom line and their return on investment versus patient outcomes. And
that's right.
At a time when hospitals are looking, you know, moving more towards a value-based system, they're going to be looking for those startups that probably have raised less money and are more focused on helping them to create a better patient outcome versus worrying about their bottom line as a priority.
Yeah, I agree. I share that concern. Again, I'm not a professional investor. I've done lots of angel investing. I manage a fund of funds now, but that's different than being a VC. It's a different kind of role.
Yes.
I deal with VCs all the time. But I will tell you, when it comes to healthcare, as soon as these investors get the nuances required to really deliver differentiated capability in a market as complex as healthcare, I mean, they just need to understand that. This is not like a software tool that you put in a retail store. Right? It's highly regulated. You're dealing with both a B2B motion as well as a B2C motion. And patients are fed up with a poor experience, not just with their insurance provider, but with their physician and the hospital that the physician works in. I could go on and on. So I'm just saying, I think the real smart investors in healthcare are getting this. They are focused on regulation and the nuances required to serve a patient and a doctor and the system that the doctor works for.
And I love that more doctors are getting involved on the investor side themselves and even on the innovation side.
I think it's awesome because they know the pain. They feel the pain. They're in pain. They see pain. If they can just stay with that. And back to Doc Halo, that's a doctor that created that technology because of pain and messaging back and forth, both to his patients and his staff.
Thank you. And we only have about 15, 20 seconds left. In that time, can you tell us what startups you'd love to have come your way?
Oh, interesting. You know what? We already talked about healthcare, so the more the better. I'm really keen to have as many blockchains startups as we can find, right? And I don't mean just ICO. We need a foundational blockchain that can be applied to a multiple use cases. We're very open, as most business communities are, on cybersecurity. It's a real problem.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Wendy Lee, CEO of Centrifuge. If people want more information, where should they go?
Centrifuge.com, and it's CINTRIFUS, as in SAMe.com.
Thank you so much. If any of you want a repeat broadcast of this, go to theinnovators.network.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.